Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. We have 13 lines down. First word in the letter is Chal. Fourth word is Hamavashel. Hamavashel b'mei chalav pater. Somebody goes and he cooks meat with mei chalav, which is whey, W-H-E-Y, that water that's left over from the cheese stuff, that's when it's made. Then it's going to be pater. Besides, Reish Lakish's price is going to support that of Reish Lakish. At time we learned in a Mishnah. Mechalav harei hin kechalav. This mechalav is like chalav. Rashi says lahachshir es hazroim. We know that if you want something to become tame, it has to be mukshul kabotuma with yatshach adam, yain, devash, shemen, chalav, tal, dam, and mayim. And chalav is one of these things. So it says here is a mechalav is like chalav. Rashi says lahachshir es hazroim vechalav nikra mashke. It's called the mashke. The service it says. V'tiftach es nod hachalav tashkeo. V'hamochal arei k'shemen, and olive water is considered like shemen, like oil. Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said about this Mishnah, lo shanu elo l'hachshir z'zroim, until they're talking about the machshir z'zroim, right, other stuff to machshir l'kabatumah. Aval, inyan bishol basa b'chalav, mechalav is not considered like, enum k'chalav, it's not like milk. Okay. Talk to Gemara Weiter. Tanu Rabbanan, hi, b'chalevimo. It says los vashgul diga b'chalevimo. Ain lele b'chalevimo. I don't even know what this mother's milk. B'chalev par of rachaminai. Where do we know that it's us to cook in the milk of a cow or a ewe? Pardon. Okay, the real question is, I only know that of a goat or b'chalev b'vagdi. B'chalevimo. How do we know also the milk of a cow, the milk of a Rachel, Amar Kalva Chomer, Ma Imo, in regard to its mother, the she-goat, Shalon Esra Imo Barba, it's not also for mating with a Gedi, Nasra Imo Bishula, but the milk is still going to be Aser with the Gedi, Parv Rachel Shin Esra Imo Barba, because the cow knew, which is Aser for mating with the kid, because it's crossbreeding different species, it's not okay. And Odin, of course, it's going to be also used milk. Tamid Lomar, Bachalev Imo, a second time to extend the Isser even to the milk of cows and ewes. Practically more, they have his question. Why do we need a pasuk? We just brought a kavachomer to show you that it's going to be that it's a problem. Actually, you're shopping with kavachomer, right? That's good enough. So why do you have to bring this pasuk? Ravashi, Mishum, the Ikilamimar, Meikara, the Dina Pircha. Because you need it, because you could have said, it says kavachomer, there's really a pircha, there's a flaw at the source of it. Meheicha kamaisis la, from where do you learn out this din that the milk of cows or a chelim is also for cooking with the gedi? From meimo, from its mother. But we could say back to that, the mali imo, shekein nasser imo b'shita. We know that, what about, you can't compare it to this situation, because the mother, which is also for shechting together with the baby on one day, also vespino, tomer v'par shalones, it doesn't apply like that. So since we find in reference to the shechita of two animals together one day, the Torah is more machmir in reference to separating the mother goat from her kid than it is regarding separating a cow or a ewe from a kid goat. Then the Kimmatus milk and meat isser said by the Torah about a mother goat and her kid would also apply to the milk of a cow and you with a goat, with a kid, you can't use it anymore. Tamid Lomar b'chalev imo. Therefore the Torah comes and says a second time to extend this isser even to the milk of cows and other animals. Tani dach. Okay, now we have the third time it says the words b'chalev imo. B'chalev imo, ainli ela b'chalev imo. B'chalev achoso gedolim inayin. Where do we know that it's also to cook the milk of its older sister goat? Also, amart kal v'chomer. Uma imo shenechtsam l'dir l'saser, which enters into the pen with it to be miser size, known as miser behema, that you count the animals and the tenth one is going to give miser behema. Naser mebishol, it's also mebishol, then achoso shalom nechtsam l'dir l'saser. Doesn't go into the pen to be tithed with it, right? Because it's born during the previous tithing year and tithed with that year is heard. Then for sure it's going to be that her milk is going to be Also, for cooking with the tamal or v'chaliv mo, the difference is v'chaliv mo. So they were, what? V'halom l'gro. Again, same question. Why did v'chaliv mo? Ha'asi alay, we just want to kavach omer. Amar v'ashi, m'shem d'ika l'mimri me'ikar d'din v'hircha. We could have knocked it off. Me'hicha kamay, he says, oh, where are you learning from? Me'imo, from me'imo. Ma'ali imo, she'kein asar imo v'shchita. Atom v'achos ha'gadol, she'lera sal imo v'shchita. Tamad lo v'chaliv mo, the fear of that. Ashkon achos ha'gadol, okay, so we find the iser. And the makor of that is using his older sister, milk, which doesn't go into the pen. But achos ketanamina, I don't know that you can't even use. You can't cook a kid with the milk of its younger sister, which does go into the same pen with it to be mycercised, born during the same year we're talking about. Asya mi binaya is learned from between two. The other two things coming together, or it's out of Shava, the two already known, say, Mehe Tesi, from which one of the two should Isser, against cooking the kid and its younger sister, be learnt out? Tesi Me'imo, let's say, like it's brought from its mother, by comparing a younger sister to the mother. We say, just like it's Usser, to cook a kid in the mother's milk, so too it's also to cook a kid in the milk of its younger sister. And if you're going to say about Mali milk, she can't necessarily be b'shchita, achos gedol t'chiach, okay, the older sister, whose milk is also to be cooked with the kid, even though not also for shchita on the same day, will show that the milk with that the milk with meat iser is not tied to the iser against a shchita. So then if you say Mali achos gedol t'chiach, necessarily be l'dil is aser, then Imotochiach, because she is, and v'chazar adin lo rizek rizel rizigazeh. So the shows of it, and you can't cook with the milk of the young one. Lo rizek rizet, lo rizek rizet. So the shows of it, and shubaser v'aser l'vashu b'chalav. Afin yavi achosu kutana, shubaser l'vashu b'chalav, you can't cook it with milk. Says Gemara Ihachi, if it's true, if this is what you want to say, just like there's no pasuk necessary to aser a kid with the milk of its younger sister, because it can be learned out from the two known yisurim, but it's cooking a kid with the milk of its mother and with the milk of its older sister. Also, you should be able to learn that from it, right? With these two yisurim that we know. The iser of cooking a kid with the milk of its mother and with the milk of a cow. It's the Rechinami. Elam chaliv imo, elam li, what do I need it for? Biboy lichtanya, for the following brisa. Bachaliv imo, ainli ela bachaliv imo. I only know that it's also to cook a kid in the milk, in the mother's milk. Beep, turn the page. Kufr yudalam amaze. Hu atzmo bachalav minayin. Where do I know it's also to cook the meat of the mother's herself in her own milk, right? It came from herself. I was still alive. Amad kavachomer. You can learn kavachomer. Umab makom shelo nasra pri and pri b'shchita. If even in a case where a pri, meaning the offspring, the fruits, the kid, you know, the goat, is not usher together with a product of another one, b'shchita. In reference to the issue of shchita on one day, also has been, it doesn't apply to shechting two baby goats born from the same mother on the same day. Yet, still, nasa pri ima ema shchita, makum she nasa pri im pri babishal, then in case where there are us are pri with a pri, right? A product of, meaning the baby goat with the milk is going to be also, then, you know, din she nasa pri im ha em babishal. Talmud Lomer b'chalivimo. That's why it says chalivimo. Why do you keep doing that? Halom likra asya. Let me just learn the kavachomer. Amar Rav Achavadvoy Barami. Shemdika lemimar sus ben susya achi pirda yuchiach. We need it because we can say that the horse, the son ben susya. Yo, this is a horse that's the son of a female horse, and is half the brother of a female mule. We'll knock off this kalvahomer. Shasa priya pri. Because in that case, the product, aka the horse, is also for mating with the other one, the mule. Umutra pri im ha'im. But mutter, the product, the horse, is mutter to be with the mother, the female horse. So here too, although the Torah asks cooking a kid and some of this milk, two of the same animal, it doesn't necessarily follow that the Torah asks the product with the mother, cooking milk with the baby, with the she-goat that brought it. Therefore, this pasuk has to teach that that is going to be usher. So the Gemara Hassam, not a good rag, because Hassam Zerah Avutakarim. There, in the case of the horse with the mule, it's the seed of the father that's causing the isser, not the fact that it's coming from a type of a product. Daha Pered Ben Susya Achi Pirdi Yochiach, because in the case of a male mule, the son of a female horse, which is the brother of a female mule, who's going to prove this, Shemutim Pri Impri. Because in that case, the product is paired with the product. Right? Both are mules, the product of the union of a donkey and a female a horse. Also priyam aim, but yet the product is usser with the mother. So the Kav Chomer wasn't disproven. The Gemara is again back to its Hajakush de la Duchta. Why does the Barsay need a pasuk to tell me that it's usser to cook the meat of the mother with her own milk when you can learn that from the Kav Chomer? Because you need a pasuk to ask her cooking a animal its own milk, because we could say the case of an Eved Kenani, the son of a Shivcha Kenanis, who's a brother of a Mishuchreris, a woman who was freed, will prove that the problem with the Kavachomer, also pre and pre, because in that case, the product, a.k.a. the slave son, is also to be with the product, the free girl, the one who is Mishuchreris, Mutter pre and aim, but the product, the slave son, is Mutter to be with the Shivcha Kenanis, who's the same status as the slave's mother. So, here also, even though the Torah asks is cooking a kid with its mother's milk, right, two things in the same mother, maybe it doesn't asser the product with the mother, right, cooking milk with the mother that produced it. Therefore, the Kav Chomer is no good, and the Pasuk is needed to teach us that cooking a goat in its own milk is usser. Says the Gemara, no, not good either, because Hasam gets shichru de kagarim. It's the fact that it was emancipated. That's, you know, that was given to the sister, which that makes her a Jew, is what causes a slave and this free woman to be usher to one another. Not the fact that they're both products of the same mother. Ta'evid ben mishucheres achi shivcha yochiach. Because the case of a slave, the son of a emancipated shivcha kenanis, who's a brother of a Shivcha, is going to prove this point. Shemutter pri and pri. In that case, the product, aka the slave son, is mutter to be with the product, the slave woman's daughter, for both are Canaanite avadim. V'asa pri and ba'im. Nevertheless, the product of the slave son is also to be with the emancipated mother, because the son is a slave, and now the free mother is a Jew. So now, we got that off. The Gemara is again back to its original question. Why do you need to go into a pasuk? They said it's also to cook the meat of a mother with her own milk. We can learn from a Kav Chomer, Ella, Amarevi Dibaravin. And here's the problem. Mishum Dikalamemar, Kili's Roim Yuchicha. You could bring out that the Kilayim of seeds will go ahead to show the problem with the Kav Chomer. Shasa Pri and Pri. Because in that case, the product is also with the product, right? Seeds of the different species, which are both the product of the same ground, aka the mother, which is the earth, can be planted with one another, mutter priyam ma'im, but it's still mutter with the mother. I mean, you can plant it in different earth, which is the mother. So here also, even though the Torah asks cooking a kid in its mother's milk, maybe it doesn't answer with itself. If we need a pasuk to tell me that, yeah, you can't cook this goat in its own milk. So the Gemara, that doesn't hold either, because klum nesa pri and pri ella ayudea aim. Is there ever a product with a product that's usher because of, within kilayim, if not by the mother? Wheat and barley can be put in the same jug and they're not usser. So can't really knock off this kavachom over here. Gemara Elam Ravashi Mishum Dikal Mimra Mala Pri and Pri. Kavachom is no good because you could say, well, how can you compare the case of the Pri with the Pri, the kid with his mother's milk? Shekin Shnei Gufim, there are two bodies, Tomer Pri and Ma'im. You want to say the same with the product with the mother, meaning milk with the meat of the mother that produced it? Shekin Guf Echad. One body. Therefore, you need a pasuk. And it says, it's necessary to teach that it's usher to cook the meat of an animal in its own milk. Right? What do you mean it's gofecha? Because we could say that the isser against putting two things, because of the basa bachal of isser, applies only to combining products from different sources. And there's no objection to combining two fruits that are from the same goof, so to speak. So therefore, you need the pasuk to tell us that it's a problem. Amar Rav Ashi, Zokt Rav Ashi, Minayin lebasa b'chalav she'asa b'achila. Where do we know the basa b'chalav is also to be eaten? She'nama lo slochal kol toiva. You can't eat any toiva. Kol she'ti'afti lecha hariu b'bal tochal. Torah saying, anything that I've abominated for you is included in the iser you shall not eat. And ve'in li'ala b'achila. Now this I know it's also b'achila, but now it's also b'hanah. Can the Ravu, like Ravu says, "Damer Ravu, Amar Ravu Lasser." Kol makom shenama lo yochal lo tzocha lo sochlu. Wherever it says such a lashon, we saw this somewhere else. Yeah, we saw this in Psachim Chaf Aleph, and above a common kedushin. Okay, anyway, kol makom shenama this type of lashon, echad is b'achila v'echad is b'hanah b'masha, both Amar Lasser. Until the pasuk goes out of its way, when it comes to a ger, you can go ahead and give it to them, and buy to a ger, you can sell it. The tiny one, the price, lo sochlu kol nevela, the ger shemeshvecha titnenu veachla o machon lanachri. Ainly ella la ger benesina, lo v'kacham b'mechira, la ger b'mechira minayin, tamad lomer la ger titnenu o machor. Of Gachav ben Esina minayin, Tamad Lomer titanenu o machor lenachri. Nimsa comes out to echad echad gev echad of Gachav ben Mechir ben Esina. Divrei b'mer b'huda amer b'huda say where's Devarim kichsavim. Torah doesn't sound like it says leger ben Esina or of Gachav ben Mechira. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? He's like a dachkidik am Rabbi Meir. If you want to say like Rabbi Meir, that both you shall give or you shall sell, it's talking about both of them. The lichter rechmana lo sochul konavel a ger shem b'shachet to denavachal umachar. I use both. Oh lamali, why do you have the word oh to make a split? Shma minol advarm gechsam udasa. The ger b'nesino gecham b'mechira. What's Rabbi Meir say back? Rabbi Meir amelcha. Hi, oh, when it says that, lahakdim nesina digerlim chiyadu kham. It's just saying like a preference of what should be done. But not that you can't do the opposite, right? You can give it as a gift, you can sell it to either one, whichever you choose. Rabbi Huda, say back, lahakdim nesina digerlim chiyadu kham. Let's start crying. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Svara, what's Svara? Zeat hametsuv adachioso, right? Because the ger, you have to go and take care of him, like ger toshav. Zeat hametsuv adachioso, when it comes to the guy, right, you don't have to do such a thing, right? When it says about the ger, pasuk says vechazaktabo v'chayimach, right? So, but we don't say anything about a zarnik to do that, so you don't have to do that. Okay. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.